on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We already studied one sugya of Yirmiya Vitema Reb Chiya Bar Abba. That was about Mansapach and the role of the Nevi'im in adding the Ksav or changing, shall we say, the Mansapach, either by adding the Sophios or adding the Emtsoyos. And we had a long discussion. Now we go on to another statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. This is six lines down from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Others say it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. And here the discussion is going to be about Targum. Targum Shel Torah. First we speak about the Targum, the translation from Lashon Kodesh into Aramis, into the vernacular, by Unkelus Hager of Targum Shel Torah, of the Chamisha Shkum Shei Torah. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that this transmission of the Targum Shel Torah of Unkelus really goes back, it dates back to an earlier period of time, and that is that Unkelus Amoro Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, he, Unkelus, received this Targum of the Torah as a transmission from two great Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So again, the Torah itself was given by Lashon Kodesh. And that was the Lashon of Avosenu, of our forefathers, Me'evar Anor, from the time of Avram Avinu. But the Pirush of the Torah, for the sake of the Hamon Am, of the rank and file citizen in Klal Yisrael, over the course of time, had to be given in the vernacular, because the hergel was for people to get used to Aramaic, and they weren't used to Lashon Kodesh, so they needed that translation. And we had two grandfathers, so to speak. We had the grandfather Avram, and we had the grandfather of Lavan. And we had to choose our grandfather. But from the lineage of Lavan, we get the Lashon Aramis, Lavan Arami. And that's the spoken language that the Jews understood. So in order to guarantee that the Jews would understand the Torah Shebichtav, the five books of Moses, they needed a translation into Aramaic, and this was achieved by Unkelus, who received that transmission, that tradition, from his two Rebbeim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, at the time of the Gemara, they did not have access to what we call the Targum Yerushalmi and the Targum Yonas and Menuziel. They only had access to the Targum Unkelus. And that's the sugya of this Gemara. It's all totally focused on Targum Unkelus. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel points out that the Medrash explains that at the time that Unkelus was Misgayer, he studied Torah at the feet of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So there's a direct link, face-to-face, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Unkelus. And they transmitted to him directly the Targum of Torah Shebichtav, the five books of Moses. However, the statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu goes on to talk about the Targum Shel Nevi'im. The Targum Shel Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uziel Amoro, Yonasan ben Uziel was the one who codified the Targum of Nevi'im, committed it to writing, and he also had a tradition. He also had a transmission that he received. Mipi Chagai, Zecharia, u'Malachi. These were the last of the Nevi'im. However, the Pnei Yehoshua interprets that it wasn't that Yonasan ben Uziel received a direct transmission from Chagai, Zecharia, u'Malachi. That's impossible. Chagai, Zecharia, u'Malachi lived at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, whereas Yonasan ben Uziel was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken at the end of the period of Bayis Sheni, probably centuries later. So what it means here, when it says that Yonasan ben Uziel received the Targum from Chagai Zecharia Malachi, he means to say that there was a transmission, Ish Mipi Ish, a direct link, father to son, or Rebbe to Talmud, that linked Yonasan ben Uziel all the way back to these three, the last of the Nevi'im, Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi. In the case of Unkelus, with Targum Shel Torah, that he received directly from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. They were his two Rebbeim. Now, we're going to have in this sugya two fundamentally different perspectives on what the issue is here about Targum. The Gemara is going to say that the moment that Targum was committed to writing, there was an earthquake. The earth shook. Apparently, as we'll see as we go through this sugya, this was not a simple matter to commit the Targum to writing. The two approaches are that of the Sifsei Chachomim and that of the Pnei Yoshua. The Sifsei Chachomim's approach is that to translate, in this case, the Navi to the Pshutei Ha'am, into the vernacular, is a dangerous thing, because there might be issues of distortion of the truth, lack of understanding on the part of the Pshutei Ha'am, the simple rank and file Jew. The Pnei Yoshua, on the other hand, he interprets that this sugya is all about a so-called violation, an apparent violation of the principle of Dvarim Sheh Be'alpeh, Iyata Rashoy La'omer B'Ksav, that committing Targum to writing is a violation of changing the Mesorah, because the Mesorah is that Torah Shebalpeh to be transmitted orally and not committed to writing. And the Gemara waits till Nevi'im, Targum Nevi'im of Yonas and Menazuel, to write that Nizdaza Eretz Yisrael Arba Me'as Parsal Arba Me'as Parsal, that there was a, shall we call it, an earthquake in Eretz Yisrael, because in the light of this translation, this Targum of Yonas and Menazuel of Nevi'im. What's the significance of Arba Me'as Parsal, Arba Me'as Parsal, that particular Shetach? And here we have two possibilities. Tosus and Bav Metzia assumes that Arba Me'as Parsal, Arba Me'as Parsal is indeed the entire Shetach of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Shetach of Eretz Yisrael, if you assume that a parsa is 4 mil, and a mil is 2,000 amma. So you multiply the 2,000 amma times a mil, and that times a parsa, which is 4 mil. So you're talking about 8,000 amma. Multiply that by 400 on 400, and you get an enormous shetach, which is equivalent to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure which Eretz Yisrael. Are we talking about with you, Davi Shomron? Are we talking about Kini, Knesiu, Uknani? Are we talking about the areas of Lebanon, Syria? I don't know which, is this expanded? I don't know. But be that as it may, Eretz Yisrael shook when this Targum was committed to writing by Yonas and Ben Uziel. Now, the significance symbolically of the earth shaking is that the Mishnah establishes the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosha Dvarim Olam Omed, and one of them is Torah. And if there's going to be a deviation and perhaps a distortion of the Mesoras HaTorah, which is one of the three Amudim that hauled up the earth is going to shake as a result. Now, why is it that the earth shakes in the aftermath of Targum Shel Nevi'im on the part of Yonas and Menuziel, but not in the aftermath of the Targum of Unkelis for the Chamisha Chumshei Torah? So that's something that we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem. The Gemara itself will pick this up very shortly. Now, in addition to the earthquake, there was another aftermath, another tremor, so to speak, after the Targum of Nevi'im by Yonas and Ben Uziel. And that is Yotza Baskol V'Yomra. The Baskol declares, Mi Uzeh Sheh. Okay, here we'll add two words. Shehiter Liatzmo. What audacity to allow and permit for himself. And Gila Sisri Sisari Livnei Adam. And to reveal my secrets to men. And here again, we introduce two commentaries, two interpretations, one of the Sifsei Chachamim and the other the Pnei Yoshua. who allowed, who permitted Yonasan and Uziel to translate parts of the Nevi'im that are concealed, meaning they hold within them secrets, and that means those secrets are Torah Shebal Peh, and you're not allowed to commit them to writing. So again, according to Sifsi Chachamim, we're talking about revealing secrets to the Pshutei Ha'am. That's a very dangerous thing. The Pshutei Ha'am might misconstrue these secrets and distort the meaning of the Torah. According to the Pnei Yoshua, what we're talking about is Dvarim Shebal Peh, Iyat Torah Shoyla Omer Miksa. And how does the Gemara illustrate or emphasize that these translations that comprise the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel belong to Torah Shebal Peh? The answer is that in the Torah Shebichsav of the Nevi'im, there are secrets that are concealed, and there's no way you can unravel these secrets simply by reading the Nevi'im Kipshutam. What Yonasan ben Uziel is doing, therefore, by translating the Nevi'im, is he's revealing Torah Shebal Peh. And that's dangerous. If the Nevi'im conceal these deeper meanings, then obviously they want them to be revealed to the Pshutei Ha'am. That's the way the Sifsi Chacham interprets this sugya. And that's why the Baskel comes out to yell and scream against Yonasan ben Uziel. If you take the Pnei Yoshua's approach, then the Gemara is demonstrating that the Targum itself is Torah Shebal Peh. Haraya, there are words in the Torah Shebichsav of the Nevi'im that cannot be understood unless you add the Targum. The Targum is revealing something that's not in the Ksuvim. That, by definition, is Torah Shebal Peh, and you're not allowed to commit that to writing. And that's why there's so much hullabaloo here with the earthquake and with the declaration, the indignation, if you will, of the Baskel. And now at this point, Yonasan ben Uziel gets his opportunity to defend himself and explain why he gave himself this license, this permissibility to do what he did. And Omar al Raglav, he stood on his feet. I don't know if standing on his feet is a matter of humility, because he's talking in front of the Baskel, or standing on his feet means that he has a claim and a defense argument against all this criticism, and he feels very strongly about it. He feels that he has a justification. And therefore he declares, Goli v'yadula fanecha, Almighty God, you know, it's clear to you, Shalolich vodi asisi, I wasn't trying to blow my own horn and build myself up and show and demonstrate that I understood things that no one else understood and reveal those secrets to boast about my greatness. V'lolich vod beis ava, I didn't do it for the covet of my mishpacha. Elolich vodcha asisi, I did it for your behalf, on your behalf, God. I was your agent working on your behalf. How is this so? Shelo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael. Like the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin in Perek Eluhin and Nechnokim, why did the Torah put into motion an entire mechanical structure called Zaken Mamre, who is an elder who could have sat on the Bezdin HaGadol, and he expresses his dissenting opinion and even tells people that this is the final halacha, this is the verdict, this is the Horas Torah, in order to have them violate the Torah? What do you mean by violate the Torah? The Zaken Mamre is convinced that that's what the halacha is. But he has to accept the power and the authority of the Bezdin HaGadol and refuses to do so. He's a rebellious elder. And the Torah gives him the harshest punishment. And the Gemara explains, Shlo Yirbu Machlokas Bisrael. He's really corroding and undermining the whole institution of the Bezdin HaGadol. The Rambam explains at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim that the Bezdin HaGadol was the final authority in Israel. We have to have some way of determining the halacha so there shouldn't be anarchy. And by contesting and questioning the Bezdin HaGadol, this Zaken is being marba machlokas for Israel, because if there's no final authority, there's going to be machlokas, and that's what we have today. Comes along Yonasan ben Uziel, and he applies that kind of reasoning in a slightly different vein. Shelo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael. These psukim in Tanakh, in Nevi'im, are so unclear that there's going to be a great amount of fighting, of bickering, of arguing. You put two Jews in a room, you get three opinions. What does this pasuk mean in Navi? It's mikros stumim. The mikros, the psukim, are like a closed book. And when you have a closed book, you're going to create machlokas, because this one is going to say this what he meant, and this one is going to say this what he meant, and they're going to be at each other's throats. In order to circumvent that and avoid that, Yonas ben Maziel took it upon himself to translate the Nevi'im, make it accessible to everyone by translating it into the vernacular, and therefore to prevent ribui machlokas. There's room for machlokas, for sure. There are many abstract halachic principles that are subject to debate. But as far as the pirush of Nevi'im is concerned, this is too dangerous to allow the mikros stumin, these unclear psukim, to go on and on and on without being worried about the machlokas, that this one will say this and this will say that, I swear by my beard, and this one says I swear by my grandmother. It's a tremendous friction and dissension, and it undermines the harmony of Klal Yisrael. So Yiru machlokas feel. Again, we're not talking about halachic verdict in the Horaz Din, that's already the parish of Zokei Mamre, but we're talking about Nevuah and how to interpret that Nevi'im, and if it's going to be anarchy and everyone's going to come up with his Navi who interprets that Nevuah, then there's going to be a tremendous split and dissension in Klal Yisrael. Then the Mefarshim go to town over here, because in a sense, if the Mikros in the Navi are stumin and they lend themselves to different interpretations, how much more so with regard to the Mikros of the Ksuvim? If in Nevi'im this is true, lo yiru machlokas yo, because of a certain ambiguity, then how much more so in the case of Ksuvim? Ksuvim is totally a closed book. And it's only because we have a myriad of Mefarshim who have written on this subject, pasuk by pasuk, especially in the, especially with regard to, for example, Shir HaShirim, which can be misunderstood if it's taken on a simple, superficial level, then the Tanoim later on, historically, they translated the Ksuvim. So we have a Targum on Ksuvim. And yet, despite the fact that this Targum on Ksuvim would reveal things that are absolutely concealed and certainly would avoid Machlokas be Yisrael, nevertheless, we don't find that the Tanoim, when they translated Ksuvim, were inhibited about that. Look at all the hullabaloo about translating Nevi'im. What about Ksuvim? And the Mefarshim write, and they quote the Rashba on this and others, that with regard to Ksuvim, the Tanoim took it upon themselves because of Esa Sosa Shem Eferis Arsecha, when major branches of the Tanakh became, shall we call it, a closed book, and nobody understood these parts of Tanakh, it was necessary for the Chachamim to allow the translation of Ksuvim. The Tanoim did so, just as Rebbe later on in history would permit committing the Mishnah, committing the Torah Shebaal Peh to writing. Esla Sosa Shem Eferis Asech. So in essence, the thrust of this Gemara about Yonas ben Uzziel and Targum Nevi'im is that he also was waving the flag of Esla Sosla Sheve Ferisor Secha. The generations have evolved over the course of centuries in such a way that there's going to be all sorts of machlokas about how to interpret the Nevi'im. That's when Yonas ben Uzziel stands up and he says, I must give Klal Yisrael a book of Targum, a final authoritative source to clarify all issues about the Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, V'od Bikesh, Yonas ben Uzziel wanted to go further, Legalos Targum Shel Ksuvim, to reveal the oral tradition on the Ksuvim and to have it committed to writing. Yotza Baskel V'Omalo Dayecha, enough, Genugshon, my timer, Mishum De Ispe, Ketz HaMashiach. What is so dangerous about translating ksuvim is that ksuvim, especially in Sefer Daniel, conceal within them the Keitz HaMashiach, the exact time that Mashiach is going to come. And this is something that we can't allow to go public. So the question is why? My time of Yishuv de Ispe Keitz Mashiach. The Torah does not want the Keitz HaMashiach, the time of Mashiach, to be revealed, because it might lead to despair. If it's way down the line, we always want to say, well, we'll live to see the Mashiach in our time. Or alternatively, because what's revealed here is that we no longer have to pray for Mashiach, we don't have to shape ourselves up in order to bring Mashiach. We know exactly when Mashiach is coming. So this we're not allowed to do. And that forces the hand of the Gemara to assume that the Tanoim did not reveal the secrets of Keitz HaMashiach. So it seems that when the Tanoim took it upon themselves later, in a period of time that's after Sefer Daniel, that's after Yonas and Uziel translating the Targum in Nevi'im, when they took it upon themselves to translate the Ksuvim, they must have left out translations of Keitz HaMashiach, because there's an absolute hardcore rule that we cannot reveal the Keitz HaMashiach. So what these Tanoim did was they skipped over those parts of Tanakh, of Ksuvim, that addressed the issue of Mashiach. That was going to be incorporated into the Pirush, the Nevi'im. Well, that's the Targum of Yonason. The Ksuvim would be a Targum later on of the Tanoim. Daniel did not want to take upon himself the task of translating the Ksuvim, because the Baskol said Dayecha. Dayecha means don't you dare translate Ksuvim, because it will reveal the Keitz HaMashiach. Yonas and Uziel could have responded, okay, I won't translate those parts of the Ksuvim that reveal the Keitz HaMashiach. I'll limit myself to the regular, the classical parts of Ksuvim, leaving out the translation, like Art Scroll in the Ramban, Al HaTorah. Art Scroll leaves out the Derech HaSod, it's beyond the elucidation, the scope of this elucidation. Yonas and Menuziel could have added a proviso here. Let me read to you the language of the Rashba. Masha Yom Yesh Lefanenu Targum Shel Ksuvim Echad Min HaTanoim Shel Yachar Yonas and Menuziel Tirgumo V'lo Tirgem Sefer Daniel Mishum De'ispe Keitz Moshiach. Right now the Tanoim they hesitated offering a translation of the book of Daniel because it has within it the Keitz HaMashiach. The Imkol Zeh Yonas and Menuziel Nimna Militargem. Yonas and Ben Uziel was prevented from translating the Ksuvim. Why didn't he do the same thing? If the Baskol is complaining, Dayecha, you can't overstep your bounds because of the Keitz Mashiach, he could have translated everything but Daniel, the balance of Ksuvim. Says the Rashi, Mishum Kevin Shel Yochel L'Targum Es Hakol Lo Ratzel L'Targum Miktzoso. In the mind of Yonas and Ben Uziel, it was an all or nothing proposition. Or the gar or the garnished. Or akol lo klun. Either you translate the entire ksuvim as one entity. There's one kedushas ksuvim, and if there's a heter to translate, it's got to include all of ksuvim. But to leave out Sefer Daniel, I don't have any mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to translate ksuvim and leave out Daniel. Later on, as the Pnei Yehoshua points out, we have a Targum on Ksuvim because we have a heter to write Dvarim Shebal Peh, commit them to writing because of Eis Lasos Lashem. And Yonas and Menuziel apparently at that time did not have that heter, but with the course of time and the complications over understanding Ksuvim as they arose, it was necessary to offer a translation of Ksuvim. And that was done at the on the part of the Tanoim, leaving out Daniel. The Maral Miprag in his Tiferes Yisrael explains why there was no possibility in the mind of Yonas and Menuzil to be Metargame all of Ksuvim except for Ketz HaMashiach. And similar to what we said before, but building on one word in a pasuk that we're about to read now in the Gemara, quoted from Sefer Nehemiah, one word in that pasuk is Meforash, which the Gemara interprets as Targum. That word Meforash is an imperative. That's a mitzvah to clarify the Nevi'im, to explain the Nevi'im, to even Targum Nevi'im. And Yonas Menuzil understood that that mitzvah, Meforash, is conditional on the heter. The heter to write Targum is because of the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah Meforash. And that mitzvah Meforash would apply to Ksuvim, if it would, as an entire entity, as one indivisible unit. And therefore, if there's no mitzvah Meforash, because those parts of the Ksuvim which refer to Ketz HaMashiach have to be omitted, if there's no Meforash, then there's no Rishus, there's no Heter to be Metargim. It's only the mitzvah of Meforash that allows you to be Metargim, or in the Pnei Yoshua's frame of reference, to commit the Targum to writing. Says the Maral in a normal secular book, whether it's a book of science, whether it's a novel, whatever it might be, you have the freedom to take out and choose, pick and choose, make changes if you have to. But that's not Torah. The Torah is unchangeable. And to do a translation, which means to change the entire form of the Torah, and then leave out parts, that transformation of the Torah through Targum would entail a shinui in the Torah, not just because you're translating into the vernacular, but also because you've omitted parts of the Ksuvim. Therefore, ain't a royal Targum called Ksuvim. Therefore, it would not be appropriate to offer a Targum on Ksuvim, Mipnei Shedaniel Sheyesh Bo Ketz Mashiach Ein Royal Targum Klal. And therefore, we cannot offer a Targum on Chatzi Ksuvim. Later on, as we said before, in the period of Tanoim, they did in fact offer a translation of Ksuvim because of Eslas Lo Sashem, because otherwise Ksuvim would have gone down into oblivion. People didn't understand the Ksuvim. Now the Gemara asks a problem, raises a problem here. Wait a minute. Are you attributing, you Rabbi Yirmiya, the Targum of Torah, of the Chamisha Kumshei Torah, to Unklus Agera Moro? V'chi Targum Shel Torah, Unklus Agera Moro? V'omar Av Iko Bar Ovin, Omar Av Chananel, Omar Rav, Maidich Siv, we have a posuk in Nehemiah, this posuk, this parish in Nehemiah. In Perek Ches, is a very famous one, because when the Jews were returning to Eretz Yisrael, Ezra Sofer read the Torah publicly. A lot of the laws of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibra derive from that episode as recorded in Sefer Nehemiah. And not only did Ezra Sofer read the Torah publicly to the Jews who came from Bavel and gathered together at the Shar HaMayim, as it described, Ezra brought the Sefer Torah, Vayikru b'Sefer Torah, they brought the Sefer Torah, Salokiv of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they read the Torah, but Meforash, they translated the Torah, V'som Sechel Vayavinu b'Mikra. Now the Gemara is going to darsh in each word in this pasuk. Vayikru b'Sefer Torah, Salokiv and Mikra, they read the Torah itself, the Lashon Ivri in its original, the Chamisha Kumshei Torah Meforash, they translated into Targum Zetargum, into the Aramaic, the vernacular, so that everyone could understand the Torah. And there are those who have a tradition, you'll see it in NCSY and other organizations, that between each Aliyah, somebody gets up and translates or presents the highlights of that Aliyah into the spoken vernacular. That's called Meforash Zetargum. And that was all part of the reading of Ezra. V'som sechel elu apsukim. This means that to determine the beginning of a pasuk and the end of the pasuk, we have a principle called pasuk to lo paski Moshe anan lo paskinon. And we have to read the psukim as divided up into units, into thought units of verses, and then it says Vayavinu b'mikra. What is Vayavinu b'mikra? To explain the mikra, Eilu piskei ta'amin, this is the trop, the tamei mikra. Because when you read the Torah and you sing it, so to speak, and you stop at certain places, that adds and enhances your ability to understand the Torah, so that's also critical. Amrili, others say that Vayavinu b'mikra refers Eilu amisoros, it means the yiseros and chaseros, that certain words are written with a vav, and sometimes the vav is omitted, etc., etc. And this also enhances our meaning of the Torah, our understanding of the Torah. But the bottom line is that this statement of Rav Ika bar of Aaron, in the name of Rav Chananel, clearly indicates that it was Ezra who supplied the Targum of Torah. This concept of Mesores is also part of Ayavinu b'mikra, the Chaseros and the Yeseros and the Psukim. And many times the Torah uses either a Chasera or a Yesera, and Chazal use that distinction to shed a light on the meaning of the Torah. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is the following. How do we reconcile the statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah that it was Unkelus HaGer who translated the Torah with the fact that Ezra himself, way back when, way before Unkelus, translated the Torah? In fact, Ezra would enact a takana to build and expand on the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, to read the Torah publicly with the Targum. The fundamental difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's takana, you know, reading the Torah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos, that's a takana of simple, straightforward Torah Shebichsav. No Torah Shebal Peh at all, no Targum. And Ezra was the one who introduced and embellishing this takana Targum. There are communities even today, amongst the Yemenites, for example, some Yemenites will still have a Targum of Ezra. So how could Rabbi Yirmiyah say that Unkelus was Metargum it? So Gemara answers, you're right. Unkelus was not the first Targum. The first Targum was Ezra. Ezra Tirgem Esat Torah. But at the time of Ezra, and from that time all the way to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which is a period of more than four centuries, Shachachum, the Targum was forgotten because it was Torah Shebal Peh. And Unkelus came and he Chazru the Yistam, based on his tradition, the transmission from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, he translated the Torah and committed it to writing. Hence we have the Targum that we have today. We call it Targum Unkelus, but in truth, that Targum, had it not been forgotten over the course of four centuries, that was the Targum of Ezra. So the Gemara now asks the main question, Maishna d'oraisa, why is it that in the case of the Targum of Torah, whether it be Ezra, more likely, especially according to the prayer of Shua, the Targum of Unkelus, which was committed to write, lo is daza, the land is not shaking, there's no great earthquake here. And yet, when we get to Yonasan ben Uziel, who's translating the Nevi'im, the Nevi is Daza, the earth shakes, and the Baskel comes out and says, what's going on over here? Why the objection and all the hullabaloo for the translation of Nevi'im, whereas the translation of Torah goes by unmentioned? You know, nobody comments on it. No one's upset about that. And the Gemara answers, De'oraisa mefarshana milsa. When it comes to translating the Torah, it's pretty clear. The translation is not, and the possibility of understanding the Torah is not ambiguous. It's not beyond human grasp, human reach. But when it comes to Nevi'im, ikar mili de mefarshanon and ikar mili de mesatmon. There are certain parts of the Nevi'im, the Gemara is going to embark on analysis of a number of examples, which are beyond our comprehension. If not for the Targum, we have no way of understanding these parts of the Nevi'im. And we'd like to analyze this distinction between the Targum of Torah Shebichsav, the five books of Moses, and the Targum of the Nevi'im, based on both the interpretation of the Sifsei Chachamim, and as well, based on the interpretation of the Pnei Yoshua. And Yirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we'll wrap this all up and we'll get back to Masechta Megillah. Thank you very much.